Hey, you awake? This heat is killing me. I can't believe your AC broke down right in time for this heat wave. Do you mind if we get rid of this sheet so we can at least feel the fan? Thanks, babe. There. See? You're sweaty too. Or is that just because you're so excited for tomorrow? Yeah, I know I said I was hot, and cuddling up with you like this probably won't help, but I just need to snuggle my baby for a bit. You don't mind, do you, babe? Why don't I take my top off? I don't know. I've had this old baseball tee for years. It's like one of my favorite things to wear. Yeah, I guess you can tell. It's so worn, though. It's really only good for a pajama top these days. I'd probably be arrested for exposure if I wore it outside. And besides, I kind of like the optics anyway. Me in a top and panties and you, you're just all naked beside me. Well, I guess you're not entirely naked. You are still wearing that certain special something for me. Only for a few hours more, though. Have you been lying awake this whole time thinking about that? Yeah, just watching the clock and wishing it would hurry the fuck up? Poor baby. Tomorrow's still a long way away. It's not even midnight yet. And remember, all I promised was that I'd unlock you tomorrow. I didn't say when tomorrow. Which means that it could be any time tomorrow. That could be 24 hours from now. No. Wait, let me check the clock. Oh, baby, make that 26 hours. It's only a minute to 10. Oh, honey, baby, I know I made us turn in early tonight, but that's because I really wanted you to enjoy this. I mean, this was your idea after all. This whole chastity thing, you wanted me to lock you up and then tease and deny you. Tease and deny you for longer and longer and even longer stretches of time. And you've done so good, baby. It's been a whole month now since I last let you out of that itty-bitty cage. I just want you to enjoy this last night before your next release. It's so close now. And yet still so far away. That must be so frustrating for you. But that's the whole point, right? Right? Of course it is. So you just lie back and enjoy it, baby. Aw, you don't think you're gonna make it? Aw, come on, man up. You can do it. I know it's been tough. Me staying over every single night to give you one last tease before sleepy time? And Brian sure hasn't helped keeping your mind off of things, has he? Bringing all those girls home and just pounding them out? Right on the other side of this here wall. And these walls are so thin. We hear almost everything. Do you think he knows that? Probably not. Because even when I do unlock you, even when I give myself up and let you do anything you want with my body, you're still so quiet, so restrained. And, you know, that just makes me clam up too. I mean, I kind of feel foolish going all full porn star and like, oh fuck yes, the whole time if you're just gonna keep mum like that. So yeah. I'm pretty sure your roommate's convinced that these walls are like 100% soundproof. I... Speak of the devil. Do you think that he has? Yep. Sounds like he has a girl with him. That makes what? A full baker's dozen this month? Your roommate's a fucking beast. This is gonna be so much fun, baby. I was hoping this would happen, you know, just to make your last night a little more interesting. Poor baby. I don't think you'll be getting any sleep tonight. Oh, baby. I just love it when you kick your legs out like that. All that sexual energy needs to be displaced somehow, anyhow. That's right. Go on. Stretch your limbs out like that's gonna help. Does it? No? Still got an itty-bitty stiffy trying to break free down there. Here. Would it help if I just reach down and jiggle it a bit? You think I can shake out all that frustration? I just fucking love that sound. When we have this place for ourselves, when I make you strip and spend the day naked on display for me, sometimes I make you fetch me a drink just to hear that jingle.
Oh, you fucking go for it, don't you?
Oh my god, that's fucking perfect. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You don't have to hold back when you fuck me. I don't know why you do. I'd think after spending a week, or 2 weeks, or especially 3 weeks all locked up like this, you'd fuck me like an animal the second I let you out. But you still hold back.
Yes, lick me up. Lick me up from behind. I fucking love that.
Oh, baby, that's what I want. I mean, yeah, it's nice sometimes just to be sweet and loving, but goddammit, sometimes I just want to fuck. I want passion. I want us both to lose control and just go at it. I mean, just look at you now, baby. You're practically thrashing. Doesn't that feel good? Losing control like that, driven so mad with lust that you can't get a hold of yourself? Here, I have an idea. Let me just get the handcuffs from the drawer. And now you just stretch that arm out and give me that sweet little wrist. And now the other. What to do with your legs, though? They can't just stay still. We really should invest in some under-the-bed restraints, don't you think? You might hurt yourself one day squirming around like that. Or even worse, you might kick me. Here, I know what to do.
Yes! Oh, yes! Lick my ass up and down. Oh, God! Yes! Work your tongue in there. Oh, God. Yes. Lick my ass out. Lick my ass out. Oh, you fucking perv. You fucking lovely perv. Oh.
Here. These neckties should do the trick. Come on. Spread your legs. Spread them wide. Talking about. How does she even know if we're here or not? She doesn't know. She just doesn't care.
What? Oh, come here. Give me that fucking cock.
Poor baby. Your balls are so tight. They look like they might just burst. Here, does this help? You know what I think the trouble is? Do you know why I think this last month has been so hard for you to get through? It's because it's the first time I've kept both keys. It's the first time I've stayed over every single night. It's the first time I've only let you shower and shave while I supervise. What I think is that before, when I let you keep one key so that you could clean up on your own or free yourself in case of an emergency, well, I think you let yourself out for a little bit more than that. It's the only explanation. Otherwise, I mean, remember how I made myself up for you to celebrate your release? All those outfits I wore. God, baby, when I was fixing myself up and checking myself out, damn, baby, I wished I had a cock. I wanted to, I don't know, split in two and bend myself over and just fuck and fuck and fuck me. But you were still so quiet and, I don't know, each time was like just another dutiful hump. Yeah. I know you enjoyed yourself. And yeah, sure, it wasn't bad sex per se. But baby, be real. Maybe that first week of lockup, well, I can see that being kind of easy for you to get through. But 2 weeks? Three? And when I finally unlocked you, when I told you that you can do anything you wanted with me, fuck me however you pleased, in any position, any hole, as many times as you wanted? Well, I was expecting something more.
Yeah, baby, come on, give it to me. Fuck me. Oh, take it. Yeah, baby, come on, give it to me. Fuck me. Oh, take me.
Something like that. Which makes me think that you were a bit naughty during those few lockups. That you broke the cardinal rule of your own fucking game, too. I mean, this is what you wanted, isn't it? Me, in control of your cock? In total control of this cock. Baby, I just don't get it. And you know what else? Do you know what I think has never once crossed your mind? All this teasing, all this denial, it isn't just you, baby. I'm being denied. I'm teasing myself into a goddamn state of torture over here, just for you. I know I stuck it to come. I know you brought me a few presents to make that happen. That dildo is so thick and knobby, and that wand, I fucking love it. But you know what else I love? I love cock. I'm not lying, baby. I love cock. I love it in my mouth. I love it between my tits. I love it slapping my lovely face. And I fucking love it deep inside me. I want it. I need it. And now I have to wait so fucking long for it. Oh, baby, I know I can unlock you right fucking now. Duh. But I'm not going to. Honestly, what I'm tempted to do, I'm tempted to go over there and knock on that door. Uh-huh. You just squirm for me like that. Squirm for me. And think about how fucking bad I want to get up and join. Brian to fuck me just like that. I'd be such a good girl for him. I'd do whatever he wants, just as long as he treats me like that. Like a total fucking whore. I'd do it all, baby. I'd choke on that cock until I can't fucking breathe. I'd beg him to own my ass. I'd whine like a pouty little brat if he insisted on a condom. Because I want. That's it. Moan for me. Let me hear all that frustration. And think about how you only have yourself to blame for it. This game of yours, it was all your idea. I'm just your loving girlfriend, trying to make my man happy. But you know what would make me happy right now? Brian's cock in my mouth. Just like this. No. You keep that little tongue of yours inside your own mouth. You just lie there and squirm underneath me and think of my tongue as his cock. Think of your mouth as my mouth and this tongue as his big, thick cock. I'm showing you what I want. So pay attention. I pay attention to your needs, and now I'm showing you some of mine. I kind of like this game. You don't mind if I grind on your cage a bit, do you? I'm so turned on right now. Think of me, baby. Listen to her. And pretend it's me. What do you think he's going to do? Think he's gonna pull out? Stay in? Come inside her? I think he's going to jump up and squat over her. And just beat off right over her face. He's such a fucking animal. I bet he wants to mark her. God, baby, this is so fucking hot. You don't mind if I grind harder, do you? Faster. I'm so worked up. Oh, I know you're aching bad down there, but so am I, and I need relief. I deserve relief, so you just take it. Remember, you have no one to blame but you. Well, I guess I was half right.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Oh, there it is. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
You still better be thinking of me over there. Oh, you better be imagining him coming all over these tits.
Oh. Baby, that was just what I needed.
Fuck. I think I need more than this. Oh, don't worry. You're gonna get what's coming to you too. And you know what that is? Well, I really want tonight's lesson to sink in. And since you all but admitted that you were a bad boy, and that you've let yourself out of that cage for more than we have agreed to? Oh, fuck. Since you are such a bad boy, we're gonna keep you locked up a while longer. Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. How much longer? I think we'll leave that up to Brian. I want to do this again. I want you to. Oh, fuck. I want you to learn your fucking lesson. One more night of this.
I want one more night of this. Oh, so you, baby, you're staying like this. Until I until he brings another girl home. And baby, baby. Next time, I really, really, really might just fucking do it. I need cock. Any cock. I need it so bad. I need it so fucking bad. I might just, fuck. I might just go over there and join them.
What the fuck?
I can sleep now. How about you? No? Oh well. Good night, love bug.